Shani. Vayokom Bilam Baboker and Bilam got up in the morning. Vayomer and he said, El sorry, Balak, to the officers of Balak. Lechugo el arzachem, to your land, ki me'ein Hashem lesiti lahalochi mochem, because Hashem refuses to allow me to go with you. And Rashi tells us that we see from here that Bilam was very conceited. He did not want to admit that he was under the jurisdiction and authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he did not say that Hashem does not allow me to go, but rather he stressed that Hashem does not allow me to go imachem with you, because you are not important enough. I can only go with another delegation that will be more important. Vayakumu Sari Moyav, and the Sari Moyav got up, Vayavoyu El Bolok, and they came back to Bolok. Vayermu, and they said, Me'em Bilam Haloichimanu, Bilam refuses to come with us. And it was when Balak heard that Bilam needed a more important delegation in order to get him to come, Vayosef od Balak shaloyach sarim, and Balak sent messengers again. However, these were rabim more v'nichbadim me'ele, and higher ranking than the first delegation. Vayavoyu el Bilam, and they came to Bilam, Vayomu lo, and they said to him, Koyomar Balak ben Tzipor, so said Balak ben Tzipor, Al no simona meheloich eloi, do not refrain from coming to me. Because I will honor you very much, you will receive more money than you ever received before. And everything you say, I will do. And go now, coverly esa omaze, and curse for me this nation. Vayan Bilam, and Bilam answered. Vayomer al avde Balak, and he said to the servants of Balak, immediately Balak miloy vesa kesev izov. If Balak were to give me his whole houseful of silver and gold, and this is something that he really should give me. Because if he were to hire an army to fight against Klal Yisrael, they would charge him that amount of money, and it would still be uncertain if they would be victorious. However, I definitely will be victorious, so therefore he should give me this amount of money, his whole houseful of silver and gold. However, even if he were to give me this amount of money, Le'ucha lavar es pi Hashem alekoi, I cannot transgress the word of Hashem my God, lasos ketana o gedoyla, to do something small or something big. Here, Bilam had no choice but to admit that he was under the reshus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, under the authority of Hashem, and he had to say that without Hashem, he could not do anything. And the Mefarshim ask, why concerning the first delegation, which were lower-ranking officials, the Pasuk calls them Sarei Balak, the officers of Balak, in Pasuk Yud Gimel. However, over here in Pasuk Yud Ches, the second delegation, who were Rabim v'nichbodim me'ele, higher ranking officials, the Pasuk calls them Avdei Balak, the servants of Balak. And Rabbeinu Bechai answers that it is specifically in the answer of Bilam that they are referred to as Avdei Balak, the servants of Balak. Because Bilam said, just like you understand that you are the servants of Balak and you cannot do anything without Balak, so too you must understand that I am the servant of Hashem, and I cannot do anything without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, even though you want me to curse Klal Yisrael, if Hashem does not want me to, I cannot. The Ayin also in the Shach and in Sefer Paneach Roza, who also give Terutzim on this question. And Rashi tells us also that when Bilam said, Le'ucha laver es pi Hashem alekoi, that I cannot transgress the word of Hashem, he meant that he cannot change the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Avos. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed the Avos that their children will be successful and gebenched, therefore this cannot be changed. And Bilam continued by saying, Viato, and now, Shavun Avazeh, please stay here, Gam Atem, also you, Halailo, this night. And Rashi tells us, since he said, Gam Atem, you also, Pivich Shiloi, his mouth tripped him, and he unwittingly predicted his failure. Just like the first group left with a dejected spirit, Gam Atem, so too will you. The Eidah, and I will know my Yosef Hashem Dabra Imi, what Hashem will add to speak to me. He will not change whatever he said. He will not change the blessing of Klal Yisrael to a Klala, but hopefully he will not add another bracha. Vayover Elikim El Bilam Laila, and Hashem came to Bilam at night, Vayomeloi, and he said to him, Im Likroi Lecha Ba'u Ho'anoshim, if you think that this calling will be beneficial to you and you will make a lot of money, then fine, Kum Lechitam, get up and go with them. Va'ach, however, es hadavar asher adaber elecha oisei sase, whatever I speak to you, that you must do. And although Bilam knew that he must follow the words of Hashem, he still went with the Sarei Moyav because he figured he would be able to persuade HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would consent to curse Klal Yisrael. Zot Rashi, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Lahaloichimochem, Hashem does not allow me to go with you, Ela im sarim gedoyle mikem, only with officers that are greater than you. Lamadna, we learn from here, sheruchai gevoya, that Bilam was conceited. V'leirotza legalois, he did not want to reveal to the servants of Balak, shehu berushusei shel mokoyim, that he was under the authority of Hashem. Ela b'loshen gaisois, but rather he spoke in a conceited way and told them, I cannot go with you because you are not important enough. Lefikach, therefore, vayosef ad Balak, Balak sent another delegation because he thought that the first delegation was not important enough. And Balak told Bilam, Ki chabed achabedcha ma'oid, I will honor you very much. Yosef mimasha yisa noitel sha'avar, more than you have ever taken in the past for cursing a nation, ani noisin lach, I will give you now. Zakrashi meloy besa kesev ezov, even if Balak were to give me his whole house full of silver and gold, I cannot be over the word of Hashem. Lamadu, this comes to teach us, shenafshe rechovo, that Bilam was very greedy, umechamed momen acherim, and he desired other people's money. Omar, Bilam said, ro'i loy liten li kol kesev ezov shaloi. Really, Balak should give me all of his silver and gold. Sharitzorach lisko chayolos rabois, because in order to fight Klal Yisrael, he would have to hire many armies. Safek noitzeach, safek einu noitzeach, and it would still be uncertain if he would be victorious. However, ani vadei noitzeach, I definitely would be victorious. So therefore, he should definitely give me all this money. However, even if he does give me all this money, I cannot be over the word of Hashem. Leucha laver, a korchoy against his will, Gila, he had to reveal Shuburushus Acherim, that he was under the authority of others, under the authority of Hashem. Vinisnabe Khan, and he prophesied over here by saying that he cannot be over the word of Hashem Elikoi. She'edi Yochel Levatel HaBrochois Shinisparchu Ovois, Mipi Ashchina, that he cannot nullify the Brochois that the Ovois received from Hashem. And then Bilam said, Gam Atem, you should also stay overnight. Zakrashi pivhich shiloi, his mouth tripped him, he unwittingly predicted his failure. Gam atem seifchem lelech bepachi nefesh, you too will go back home with a dejected spirit, korishonim, just like the first delegation. And Bilam said, wait here and see my Yosef, what Hashem will add. Lo yishana devar mibrocha leklola, it was sure and definite that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not change his mind from giving them a brocha to giving them a klola. Halavai shelo Yosef levarech, halavai that he should not add a bracha. That's why he said, let us wait and see my Yosef if Hashem will add. Zakrashi kanis nabe, over here Bilam unwittingly said a nevuah, she'osid lohoisif lohem brachas al yodoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will add brachas on Klal Yisrael through him. And that is why he said, a loshon of Yosef Hashem daber imi, Hashem will be moisif to speak to me, I will be the one that will add the brachas to Klal Yisrael. Zakrashi im likroi lecha, im akriya shelecha, if this kriya, this calling, will be for your benefit, v'savar atalitil oleh schar, and you think you will get money for it, kum leich itam, then you can go with them. V'ach, only, akorchacho es adobar asher dabar elecho, against your will, only the thing that I will speak to you, oisoy sase, that you shall do. V'yafal pikein, and still, even though Bilam knew this, v'yelech Bilam, Bilam went with the sarei moyav. Omar, Bilam said, Shema afatenu, maybe I will be able to persuade Hashem, v'yisrase, and he will consent.